Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Julio, then Eric, Allison, Jeff, and others. We're going to your calls right now. Julio, finish up your point.
So conspiracy theory, unbelievable show. It gets people to understand what's really going on in the world and understand the name is always strong. I learned from the show that he was an oil tycoon, which makes him a greater scum than he already is.
So is Al Gore. Al Gore is the majority owner of Occidental Petroleum, and his companies are the most vicious cutting down rainforest. See, it's like Prince Bernhard got caught under the Wild Wildlife Fund hunting elephants and selling their tusk in a huge industrial op. They're the exact opposite of what they claim to be. Do you understand?
To my question, Alex, do you think you're talking about them using another false flag attack on the country? If Copenhagen, if we don't pass it here in this country through our Senate, or if the catastrophe continues down in Copenhagen with all those world disgusting leaders, there's a report. I was wondering if you could take a look at it through StarPage.com, the greatest search engine of all time. August 1996 from the Air Force, weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025.
Yeah, no, I've covered that many times, Jim.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. I think this could be it because it says in that document the public will not know whether or not it's an attack from the government or it's a natural occurrence.
Yeah, no, we need to pull that report up, and I appreciate your call. What you're getting at is this, and yes, they can create hurricanes. They can weaken them. They can strengthen them. They can kill them. They can create other weather systems for more than 50 years. It's very advanced now. It's declassified in China, in Europe. There's UN treaties from the 70s. And yes, the globalists want to play God. They're introducing, you got to be scared of the environment. No doubt they are capable of staging environmental crises, a false flag weather event to then sell global warming. That's actually coming up in Fall of the Republic 2, but I haven't named the main name of it yet. But that's what it's all about, the eugenics, the master plan, and what they are going to launch. And certainly, that is a very important point, Julio, owning the weather in 2025. Let's go, and they already owned it 20 years before that. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in California. Go ahead, Eric.
Alex, it's great to be on your show again. It's been a while. I've got a lot to report. First off, I'd like to thank Julio for his chemtrail report from Illinois. Currently here in Southern California, I'm watching four jets laying down the aerosol of love. And I would like to talk to Allison and Jeff, who are on hold, and get a report from them. It seems like they have teams of these working throughout the United States, and it's like, you know, when they're spraying here, they got to be spraying somewhere else, and maybe
Air Watch group, the California Sky Watch now has groups all over the world, and they are chronicling that. And I appreciate your call. The only issue with chemtrails is people just call in and say, "I see them spraying." Next caller, "I see them spraying." This plane's at 5,000 feet, laying down giant trails that never dissipate. "I see them spraying." Instead of teams reading the writings of the White House science czar and the Nobel Prize winner from the early 90s who came up with a plan of chemtrails. See, no one's out educating others about the source documents of the weather modification program. That's why Julio's call was good, though he called last week with the same information, about owning the weather in 2025. Or you could talk about Army Times, April 27th or 28th, 1997, SecDef William Cohen says, yes, we control the weather, we can create earthquakes and tsunamis. I mean, I'm not the one saying that, he's the one saying it. So, yes, we need to educate people that the government just quietly, just let it slip out, like a burp in church, that, yeah, we're spraying you. It's for your own good. Now, don't worry about
it. Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to go to Allison, Jeff, Kevin, and Chris here in just a moment. Toll-free number to join us on this live Thursday, the 17th day of December, 2009 edition is 1-800-259-9231. Here's some of the news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Left rebels against health reform. They're now getting a chance to read that it cuts all their health care. Oh, you got to love it. Such a scam. Just everything goes to the banks. Senate panel approves Bernanke nomination. That's bad news. Nancy Pelosi says climate change summit will create jobs. I guess for bureaucrats, yeah. Predator drones hacked in Iraq operations. Yeah, hacked. Climate deal on ships and planes seen slipping away. Oh, the global tax on that's in trouble right now. And I want to get back into Rothschild says that people are fighting against global governance agenda. But the first thing I want to cover is this, then I'm going to your calls. I got on air as kind of a mainline conservative-leaning libertarian 14 years ago. I was aware of the Federal Reserve being private and of the globalist agenda, but I was kind of like a mainline Ron Paul supporter. Started doing a TV show locally on Access. I thought, I got to get on air, I got to warn people, mainly for Second Amendment issues. And suddenly old people were calling me that had code enforcers stealing their stuff. And I found out that the health department, the eugenics department, was set up for eugenics over 100 years ago worldwide. Remember I told you they take your baby's blood at birth for 37 years. Now that's declassified. Through the health department, which is really an international arm, that they had databases with hospitals. Now, the hospital nurse just thought they were entering into a database. This was even in the mid-90s. And it was handwritten reports that were later filed then. They just thought, oh, is this old person at risk? So they weren't part of it. See, you don't know you're part of it. And if you'd had a heart attack or have cancer, government people in the city of Austin would go through a database and they would find out if you were couldn't stand up for yourself. And they'd do searches and find out if you had family. And then and if you lived, say, in a house that was valued at $400,000 on West 37th or whatever, they would come out and start giving you $2,000 fines a week for a dead spot of grass. I mean, some of these houses I went to were really nice, and they'd call up and go, young man, help me. I've called the police and judges, and they won't help me. And then I said I wasn't going to pay it, and the police came and beat me up. And then they have special units of police that help with this. And, you know, it came out in D.C. They have units of police with wreckers that steal cars, even legally parked, and take them to a chop shop. And, I mean, I've seen thousands of articles about this since then. And once a week or so, I like to zoom in on one. But they were working with realtors and key health department and city officials. And they would run up a big debt, then say, we're going to foreclose on your house. And, I mean, millions of dollars were being made a week off of this, just robbing old people mainly. Then they targeted my grandparents in Austin. My grandfather's now dead. The strange twist of fate was I'd already been in their neighborhood, which was lower, you know, middle class, kind of working class area in South Austin. It's since gentrified a bit, but working class area. And I'd been around their neighborhood a few times near this area of Austin where I sit. And it was always I'd go to somebody's door and the old guy would have had a heart attack. Their little elderly wife would be like, they say because there were some boards in the back on the grass that they're going to take the house and I've got this last month of bills and I don't have $14,000 and the city won't help me. And that inspector came and threatened me. And ma'am, when did this happen? 1 week after Bill got back after his heart attack, and I survived cancer, and they told me, elder care said, I'll just move in a nursing home. Well, then with my grandparents, there was this city gutter about 15 feet behind their little backyard, not on their property, and they showed up, and they said, we're going to give you $2,000 a week fines until you clean out all the lumber and junk from years that had flown off the major street into there. And my grandfather got back there in the summer, cleaned it all out. I found out once he had the heart attack, and I showed up out there and found out the whole story, and then I fought him off, and my dad had to send him, you know, the letter for where their property line was. But the point is they're just viciously feeding on people, and they're everywhere. Now, under the whole green movement, they're going to increase this 20, 30-fold. I mean, it's literally that. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is out of Philly.com. This is the Philadelphia Daily News. And there's now a city investigation. It looks like it's in all the major departments. But the home inspectors and city inspectors and code enforcers acted as a group of bandits, robbing people, kicking old people out, stealing all their property, robbing homes, threatening people for cash payoffs. And I've seen this in England. It's all the same. And as Americans or as Brits, when a bureaucrat shows up, we just wet ourselves. You're from the government? That means I serve you. You are my God. What can I do? What can I do? I'm scared of you. You're my God. I'm a coward. America is about worshiping you. I see all the TV ads and billboards that you are my God. And these people just waddle in and stealing houses, stealing goods, kicking people out and making deals to sell their houses. Big detailed report, and they just do it here in Austin every day. And a poor family goes in to have a little kid. Baby's blonde-haired, blue eyes. They got a $400,000 bounty on them. They walk in. Cops grab the women by the neck and start choking them until they sign the kid over. I have walked into a hospital room as the cop has his hands around her neck and goes, get out of here, get out of here. It happened to Mike Hansen, too. We even have footage of some of it. I mean, I have seen the hell. I have seen the torture. I have seen the evil just everywhere, bleeding, like cess rising. Someone's got to stop them. Someone's got to stand up against them. City workers who were assigned to clean up blight Northeast Philadelphia instead acted like a band of bandits by illegally entering homes and ransacking them of cash, jewelry, TVs, and guns. Yeah, they would confiscate people's guns, too. I could arrest you for this. Ah, mine. Even though the guns were legal. District Attorney went on to say, and it just talked about how they were robbing everybody, and just it's just unbelievable. And just taking homes, just whatever they want. And if you ever resisted them, they just get on their phone and go, I was just assaulted. And the SWAT team rolls up, and you come out or you die. And they're just like, oh, this country's ours, lock and load. Oh, it feels so good to be a tyrant. All right, I've said enough. Let's go ahead and talk to Allison in California. Allison, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm calling you to hopefully appeal to your trailblazing side. I wish to tell you information regarding a state-of-the-art influence technology that's having a experiment take place on a global level. It's for a grassroots campaign. We want your listeners and you to pay attention to this because it's an antithesis to everything that your show is about. It is a Firebrand Doctor's Alert. It is a means of demonstrating proof to the public and to anybody who participates in this of this influence technology. And it's a very simple experiment, and it's demonstrated on fire burns, on burns that happen regularly in people's homes, on terrorist bombings. It could be troops in Afghanistan.
Okay, explain it to me.
What people need to do is give their name, their date of birth, their place of birth, and if possible, a picture on a camera cell phone to 818-332-6445.
Ma'am. You got to tell me what this is. You talk about influence technologies. You start talking about burns. Explain to me what you're saying first.
Well, it's an experiment to demonstrate proof of the effectiveness of this influence technology. And it's for the public to call in that number, the 818-332-6445.
Ma'am, put her on hold. Ma'am, listen, you can't just call in and give your phone number out. I don't think you're doing this, but we've had this happen before. You could be giving your ex-husband's number out you don't like, okay? And then we get threatened with lawsuits. So, number one, I don't like people giving their full name if I don't know who they are and I can't prove it. You know, I'm Bill Johnson, and I'm going to do this to Judge Billy Bob. You can't do that. You can't call in and give phone numbers out. I'm a little more lenient with 1-800s because those generally aren't going to be some private person's number. Okay? I know for at least 20 years, shopping malls and casinos have ultra-low audio under the music telling you, buy, relax, everything's great, everything's good. Casinos do pump oxygen in. I know that in the 50s they had ads for Coca-Cola flashing an image of a desert, and it doubled Coke sales. I know there's subliminals. They teach it in basic advertising. I know that there's all sorts of mind control systems being deployed. Okay? There's a lot of it going on. But just to call in and say people can call this number and demonstrate something, you have to tell me what this is first. Okay, you have to explain to me what the test is, what the group is, what this phone number is that you're going to give out. Okay? You're talking about my trailblazing spirit. I trailblaze what I can prove. Okay? And I can't get people to wake up to that. So I'll see what you have to say, Allison. When we come back briefly, if you can just refrain from giving the phone number out for a minute to answer my question. And then we'll talk to Jeff Kevin, Chris, and Mark. I'm going to try to hurry through your calls, but all these calls are very informative. And we're also going to get into the latest on it, the government takeover of healthcare, and what's happening in Copenhagen, Denmark, Schwarzenegger's agenda to take over your town and city. He needs to be arrested.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end.
Okay, is Allison still there? Allison, can you tell me specifically what this test is?
It's about getting proof to the public of our groundbreaking influence technology, which helps people. It heals burns in minutes. It stops pain in minutes. And it's proving to the public once and for all, bypassing the systems that have blocked this for decades, that there is real help. There is real solutions.
Oh, so
right,
it's
under
a product. Okay, well,
no,
I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Send me an email about it, okay, so I can learn more. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Jeff in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. This is Jeffrey Smith in New York. As you know, I'm the Northeast Director of the American Free Press. Much of the public relations and the press relations for the United Nations is actually handled by a private organization, which is called the Communications Committee for the United Nations. They are basically a collection of people. They typically have cable TV shows. They will have on-air shows, syndicated TV shows, webcams, that kind of thing. They tend to be that level of media and above. And they have or they're employees of CBS, they're employees of major media, that type of thing.
Yeah, the UN has its people everywhere. That's Agenda 21.
Right. Now, exactly. Now, the thing is that every year they have their annual gathering. And what's happened is it has become it's become a place where local patriots from all over the Northeast show up and have a dialogue with these people. And you'd be surprised how accommodating and they are, because they need lively guests on their programs. Otherwise, their programs turn into Radio Cuba, which nobody wants to listen to. So every year they have this gathering. It is an open-door party, okay? Well, open-door gathering, Christmas gathering. Basically, it is going to be held this Friday, okay, the 18th. It's going to be from 9 p.m. to typically 4 a.m., and it's going to be all the media types who are promoters of the United Nations versus any patriot who wants to walk in, because it's an open-door party. It's going to be at 241 West 36th Street. If you know Manhattan, that's between 7th and 8th Avenue. And
these globalists love to try to sell you. That's why Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, came on this show trying to sell me on world government. So, see, they'll try to sell you individually, but then meanwhile say, it doesn't exist, but we need world government. So what's the official name of this party?
It's the Communications Committee for the United Nations. It's held every year, and this year it's December 18th. It's going to be from 9 p.m. on. It's going to be at 241 West 36, 241 West 36, 36th Street, between 7th and 8th Avenue on the north side of the street. The guy heads it, he has one of these apartments in an old loft, which basically is like a 10-room apartment.
All right, interesting. I appreciate your call. That's great. Yeah, there's all sorts of interesting globalist events always going on in your town or city. And it's good to go attend the public events, and they're slick. They'll try to turn you to the dark side, but take some of my videos there. Take Fall the Republic and educate people. That's a great call, Jeff. Thank you. Let's talk to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, you're on the air.
Alex, great to talk to you, buddy. Hey, I just want to thank you for all you're doing with the vaccine, waking people up over here. I'm originally from New York, and they were Richard Daines, the state health commissioner over there in New York, was trying to force the healthcare workers over there. In August, he put out a vaccination requirement for them, or their jobs were at stake. And I just want to thank you, Alex, for all you do and how you show people to get a spine and to stand up for themselves.
Yeah, notice that. God bless you, but let me just make this point. This is a great point you're leading into here. We were all going to have to take it. It was going to be the law. Millions were going to die. The flu was going to kill us. Now indictments are beginning of EU members, UN WHO members. As it comes out, they lied to make money and to push the vaccine. And almost no one's taking the shot. Hundreds of millions of dosages are rotting in the north, in Canada, in the U.S., in England. And it blew up in their face because we got the word out and educated people about what was on the insert. So go ahead.
Well, I wanted to make an, put a warning out there too, Alex, because what they're doing now is, you know how they spin everything. What happened was a temporary restraining order was issued by Judge McNamara, the acting state Supreme Court justice over there.
Stay there, Kevin. Yeah. Mass passed a law to conform with Bush's and Obama's executive orders that they could quarantine you, arrest you, imprison you, forcibly inoculate you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
There has been a huge new development on the front with Russia. The Cold War is back in a big way after NATO forces launched a sneak attack on 888 against Russia, which was real. They are now threatening preemptive nuclear attacks on Western Europe if any more of these attacks are launched or are prepared to be launched. The world is in the greatest danger it's ever been in, and it's just going to get worse from here. I'm going to break this down later. I have two guests from Copenhagen joining us, but let's get through your calls now. So Kevin and Mass, yes, they've ordered all the police medical workers inoculated. The order says they can make the population take shots. Everybody started rebelling. New York rebelled. Their nurses rebelled. That got blocked at their Supreme Court level. All you got was an injunction, so now they're spinning it. I saw this in the news, correct me if I'm wrong, that, oh, now you've still got to take the shot. In land of the free, home of the brave, you've got to take the shot. Their asinine point is, well, you might get flu and give it to somebody else, but wait, the idiots that want it can take it and get the flu and die or get sick or get cancer. We know what's in there. We know what's on the insert. How, if you don't take it, how does that make somebody else sick who has taken it? But go ahead and make your point.
Well, my point was, Alex, is I want people not to give up, because as you preach too, you have to stand up to get these tyrants to back down. And they don't want to admit the reason why they backed down is because we stood up. And now the temporary injunction, they used the reason, well, we backed off of this because, you know, we didn't have enough vaccine to go around. So we want to focus on your little children and the elderly people. Meanwhile, you and I both know they want to kill our future and our past. So the mind-controlled mainstream people...
Yeah, they're dosing more than half the corn syrup products with mercury on purpose, Washington Post. And, I mean, you know, but they care about the children.
Oh. Right. And, you know, if they figure if they eliminate the future and they eliminate the past, then they'll just have their mind-controlled, 25 to 45-year-old people here that can still work and be their slaves.
But and now with the robotics going in and all the new high-tech, Kurzweil and all the globalists say they don't want us anymore. That's the whole point. They want to cull us down to 5 to 15 to 20%. They debate that to a couple hundred million people. And then that's it. And then and we're just there for them to toy with. No, you're not our gods. You're not our masters, criminals. See, they just dress up like they're our authorities and say, we are your masters. We own you now. No, it's over, criminals. You're going to lose. I appreciate your call, Kevin. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, Kevin just brought up the interesting issue of vaccinations, and I had the pleasure of interviewing William Maxfield, MD, who says that on my radio show, Liberation Station, and he says that subcutaneous injection of the vaccination serum is much more effective and requires about a fifth of the serum instead of the usual intramuscular, which causes more side effects and more inflammation. So if people
but
are going to get...
It's not side effects. A side effect means they didn't mean it to happen.
Yeah, they're deadly. I would never take one myself. I just want everyone to understand that they're trying to give us the most deadly serum possible, and by intramuscular rather than subcutaneous injection. And I wanted to expand a little bit on, I called you on the weekend a couple weekends ago about this atmospheric science program from the Department of Energy. Quoting the top, it says, the current focus of the program is aerosol radiative forcing of climate. It makes for a very interesting read. But when you look at the logo at the top, it includes a human figure enveloped in the double DNA, double helix DNA, and it just goes to show their true intention of trying to ruin our genetic structure and mutate us, and also spraying these heavy metals and toxins that they're spraying on us that we need to be aware of.
Yeah, let me stop you, sir. I haven't seen that particular document because literally in the last 3 years or so intensely, since the mid-90s, I've been researching it. It's kind of like the JFK assassination. I get into it. I've been making a film for 5 years. With chemtrails, I've had cameramen all over the country. I've got government documents. I've got videos of science firms at the UN admitting what they're doing to us. And that's the point, is I'm glad you called in about an actual document, because there's so many where they just admit they're already manipulating the atmosphere. So what are they talking about? Oh, we better have taxes or the atmosphere will deteriorate. When we actually look at what they're spraying, it does mess up our atmosphere. So they're messing up the atmosphere while meanwhile saying, get ready for big calamities. This is a big deal. But real fast, give me the name of that particular atmospheric manipulation paper by the Department of Energy. I'm familiar with, literally, you put in these terms, you get millions of papers and documents and every major university involved and every major federal department involved and international treaties, and they're spraying us everywhere and poisoning the water and giggling and snickering. And they, I mean, it's so funny to them. And the news is now going, you may need drugs in the water to make you behave. So they're now introducing to the slaves, you know, they're already drugging the water, but now they're letting the slaves know, like 10 years after the cell phones are used to track you, they now tell the slaves. Also, email that to showtips@infowars.com. All your government documents about chemtrails. We should just start posting a raw area of just the documents themselves instead of just telling people where the documents are. Give me the name real fast of that document again.
Do a web search for DOE, for Department of Energy, Atmospheric Science Program, or just go to www.asp, for Atmospheric Science Program, .b as in boy, n as in Nancy, l as in Larry, .gov. And it's,
no, I understand their site, but I mean, what's the particular name of this paper or this group? The Atmospheric Science Program.
Yes, and it was last updated November 12th, and it talks about cloud interactions, aerosol, and cloud-related research components. October, the Atmospheric Science Program and the Atmospheric Radiation Measurement Program. But, you know, they know that they're messing with our DNA, and there are things we can do about it, like food-grade diatomaceous earth. And something I recently discovered is just amazing for so many things is Kangen water. Kangen water has just been made a great difference in my life and many of my friends. It's a medical device in Japan and in Canada more recently. It's great for detoxifying, alkalinizing, energizing, and it's helped so many diseases and conditions. It has decades worth of research on it. I'll send you more information on that also, but that's just a very inexpensive cure-all.
Thanks a lot. I got to get to other callers. I really appreciate that call, Chris. Ron in Texas, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? It's great to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, I was just wanting to know, I was in the middle of doing some stuff, and I heard bits and pieces of your conversation with Lord Mompton, and what he was saying about this globalization treaty thing of the Copenhagen, my understanding was that it's still in a stalemate. Is that correct?
No, they say that to make you stand down. It's a political trick. They're not going to be able to get, we hope, it looks like, by tomorrow night, a open treaty waiving everything to global government and establishing all of the taxes now. Instead, they're going to agree to an intergovernmental agreement to fund bureaucracies and so do it illegally. And Schwarzenegger has had meetings chairing the group of mayors and governors, that's AP, AFP, and Reuters, that he will lead a global group to bypass national governments and implement at the city and county level. Sir, that's already happening. I mean, the city of Austin is run by the United Nations publicly. I mean, they openly are run. The police are trained by UN programs. They have exchange programs. They have a former Special Forces commander who runs the environmental program. I mean, this is a cold-blooded group of people, and they know exactly what they're doing. And so, look, again, Schwarzenegger's just publicly announcing what they're already doing. They've got their operatives over all the major school districts, everything.
Yeah. Oh,
this is a takeover, sir. This is a infiltration.
Yeah, I figured that much. I just wanted to get a good confirmation on what he was saying, because like I said, the only way I can hear you is over the internet, because I only live like an hour away from where you're broadcasting, but for some reason I can't pick you up on a radio. But
where
also,
are you? Where are
I'm
you?
I'm in Killeen, actually.
You can pick up the show.
Yeah, I try, but I can't seem to find it for some reason.
You can pick it up. They carry, I think, 3 hours a day at 13:30.
Okay. I'll see if I can find it.
13:30 comes in, clear as a whistle where you live.
Great. I'll try a different radio then.
Have you tried 1330?
What's that?
Have you tried 1330?
For some reason, I guess maybe in the area that I live, it's very hard for me to pick up some radio stations. Because I got a lot
I mean, are you near power lines?
A lot, and I got a lot of Black Hawk helicopter traffic and longbow traffic. So
yeah, you may have some big government transmitters that interfere, because for some reason, 590 AM is a blowtorch that covers more than half of Texas.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if I'm in one room of my house, it won't even come in there in the daytime when it's at full power. So AM's a weird thing. But listen, I appreciate your call. I'm going to jump because I got to get this news before our guests come up. Thank you so much, Ron. Let's talk to Ron in Georgia. Go ahead, Ron.
Alex Jones. I've been waiting 3 years to talk to you, son.
Well, here we are.
There you are. I heard a guy talk about 2 weeks ago about how we are going to be defeated. Bull. We are not going to be defeated. This is how we educate your children.
Well, we know we're going to get defeated if we bend over and say, I'm your slave.
I cried my eyes out last week. My daughter had a she's 11 years old. I raised two kids. One's autistic and my daughter. One's been vaccinated. One hasn't. Okay, my 11-year-old daughter had a paper to write for school. She wrote on the she wrote a paper on having the IRS be gone.
And that's her right as an American to have free speech. What happened?
Oh no, she got an A.
Oh, good. Well, the teacher's awake then. Good.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's
she cried for happiness.
Tell you what, everybody's awake here. Everybody's awake here. She did a paper on Hitler last year. I got called into the principal's office because she exposed that Prescott Bush funded Hitler.
Well, that was in the New York Times. What, she's not allowed to report on that?
Well, they wanted to know. The principal wanted to know where she got her information from. And I said, well, she got it from me. She got it from the Internet. It's right there. And principal said, well, you know, I have a doctorate. Big deal. And I said, well, you know, apparently you've been reading the wrong books, woman. You know, I didn't know what else to say. The other thing.
Well, let me give her sources then. The McCormick-Dickstein Committee of Congress, the books written by a Marine Corps General Smedley Butler, the New York Times, whatever the Newark, New Jersey paper is, BBC. Like, let's just do this right now. Bush's grandfather worked for Nazis. You'll get BBC, everything else. I mean, it's an absolute fact. Members of his bank were arrested. He got out of it narrowly because it went so high into Kuhn Loeb and other companies that...
The USO or something?
Yeah, there it is. The London Guardian. Well, here, let's read this for the teacher. I mean, the moron principal can figure this out, but they've got a doctorate, which means they know how to be a moron. It goes on. Hal Bush's grandfather helped Hitler's rise to power. So, I mean, there's the London Guardian. I mean, I don't know what they want. So, how did this end with the principal?
Oh well, I'm on the no talk list, but whatever. As an aside, Alex, before you let me go, Neil Bortz, which is one of the biggest putzes in the world, last Friday, December 11th, called for an economic refugee camp because he does not want to live next to poor people.
And that's what Schwarzenegger's doing. He now arrests the homeless people, even though they're in their own little camper. I mean, people get bankrupt. They get a little camper. They're living in it at a city park, you know, driving around, even with jobs. They come arrest you, take it, laugh at you. At night, you get locked up in these poorhouses.
It's happening, Alex. It's happening in front of people's faces, and they can't see it.
But see, Neil Bortz, next it'll be, let's make them work in these work camps. And you got to love how Neil Bortz pushes a national sales tax, which is what the UN wants. Again, no, we don't need more taxes. See, they're going to keep the income tax and give us his flat fare tax. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I was at Ground Zero interviewing victims of 9/11, and this big guy walks over and starts poking me. It's online. That's Neil Bortz, because I'm like 5'10". And he's like probably about 6'6". He's towering. You know, I love it when big guys think it intimidates you. All it makes me want to do is attack them. And they start hanging over you, getting in your face. And you're sitting there, and he starts cussing at me. I'm not going to repeat it here on air, obviously. And I said, why don't you come on and debate me? And he said, no, you got to pay me money to debate you. You got to pay me money. I'm all about money. I'm a conservative. No, what you are is a fake conservative whore for the New World Order. And look, it's not my job to sit here and attack Neil Bortz and people, but I heard that guy 6, 7, 8 years ago. He's been on Austin a long time. saying that there's no new world order, no world government. And I heard him say I was a liar about Operation Northwoods, as he said it didn't exist when it was an ABC News, Baltimore Sun, and is declassified. No, you're the liar, Mr. Bortz. Now, years later, he admitted it later. But I'm not the liar. Do I make mistakes sometimes? Yes. You know, I was once on KTSA in San Antonio talking about 9/11 being an inside job. And it was one of the Ware pair, the Sun, what, Trey Ware? And he said, Alex, he goes, I think you're, you know, a good person. He said, and I believe you're sincere, but you better hope you're right about 9/11 because you got God to answer to. If you're up here saying the government did 9/11 and you're wrong. And I appreciated that, not criticism, but that honest challenge. Because when I sat back, I was in New York at the time. I was on a cell phone doing a Texas interview. I sat back and I reflected and I thought about it for a few days. And I thought, yeah, I feel good about what I've said and done. I told the truth. I mean, no one could look at the evidence of 9/11 and say that that was guys from a cave in Afghanistan. Give me a break, folks. And I have to tell the truth. That's all I've got is my integrity. Does that mean I'm perfect? No. But, I mean, I try to be a good person. I try to tell the truth. I try to be moral. I try to be upstanding. There's a lot of people out there think being evil and lying is cute. They think being evil is tough. And I can stand before God from what I've done. I'm proud of myself.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Day after day.
Huge story at PrisonPlanet.com. Exclusive lead. author admits deleting inconvenient opinions from IPCC report. That's a decent headline dealing with Al Gore's fraud of inconvenient truth, but maybe we edit here on air. Maybe the headline should be lead author admits deleting scientific reports that man not changing weather from IPCC report. I guess that'd be too long. I mean, this is big. This is as big as ClimateGate. The problem is you have one big explosion like that, this won't get as much attention unless people really try to get it out there to people. But this is really another big victory against them. And we've got links to the YouTube as long as it's up. I didn't post the YouTube of the TV show. I'm a consultant on it, and I don't know if the network would like that, but we certainly have links to it if you want to see it. It'll be re-airing on True TV as well. But as long as that YouTube is up, and they tend to be leaving them up, so I guess it's okay. Who knows? I talk to the producers of it. I don't talk to people over at the network. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now when the show ends, or tonight if you miss the episode. You can check your TV guide for when it's going to be re-airing on True TV or watch it via YouTube. We have it linked again up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. I checked it this morning, and there were probably, I quit counting, there were over 50 different versions of the whole show on YouTube. So if it'll be like whack-a-mole if somebody does want to take it down. You should be able to find it. But certainly you want to watch the next Big Brother piece next Wednesday, 10 p.m. That is going to be extremely informative. Speaking of underground material that Big Brother really doesn't want you to see, who the bankers are, what their master plan is, how the environmental movement is a eugenics movement meant to destroy your sovereignty and set up the New World Order. It's all covered in Fall of the Republic. And until Christmas, or until the T-shirts run out, and they are running out. Now, again, you can still get a free T-shirt because as the Obama Joker T-shirts run out, we've added a few other popular T-shirts in the sizes that have run out, so that you can get the free T-shirt with the Fall of the Republic DVD. And orders that come in today will ship out tomorrow, and most people will still get it before Christmas because they'll be here shipping Saturday and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we're off Thursday and Friday here at the office. But the point is, you want to give somebody the gift of truth, you can, in the online shopping cart in the comment section, put a note. Hey, Bob, I mailed you this film. I want you to watch it. From Terry, or whatever your name is. Or, hey, this is Carol, Bill. Or, hey, Jenny, this is Carol. I want you to see this film, Fall of the Republic, to understand what's happening in the world right now. And then we will mail it to them if you want, or we can mail it to you and you can give it to them if they're locals. So get your orders in today for Fall of the Republic, Endgame, the Obama Deception. I have a bunch of specials where you can not just get a T-shirt free. You can get Fall of the Republic, and you get Endgame free, or get Obama Deception and get Reflections and Warnings free. We have more combos, more specials than we have ever offered because I just want to beat these people. I want to expose them, and people are ready to hear the truth now. And your purchase also supports this radio show and the expanding operations we have here and everything we're doing. So, again, Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com to order online. The T-shirts, the books, the ball caps, the films, the discounts, the free T-shirts, the free videos, Infowars.com. You can also call toll-free and ask about the specific combos and free deal specials, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And, of course, every year we do this in the month of December, 5.5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. So you can sign up and get your 5.5 months free right now and see the live TV show, all my films, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.